Mary Corcoran, and some of you may have seen my poster, which is called Townscape, but my talk is called Keeping It Real, Picturing Place. And first of all, I'm just saying I'm really grateful to you all. I hope you're all not going to suffer with varicose veins, having stood so loyally for the last hour and a half. But I have to say, I think it's been a brilliant experience, and I've learned so much, and it's such a great and so rare opportunity to find out about what all of your other colleagues are doing. And I am just absolutely blown away by the breadth and efficacy and vision of all of you who've spoken about your research today and who've also displayed your posters. So mine is very much a micro project. It's really about a very small three-way partnership between a visual artist, an arts organization, community, and that rare thing, a sociologist. And these three factors came together back in 2015 when I got involved in a project called House Portraits. And this was where we, an arts organisation working in West Tala, wanted to do something different about West Tala. And for many of you who know that West Tala, even by the people who live there, is often perceived or talked about in terms like the Wild West, you know, Apache land, Beirut. And these are words that people use to describe how they believe Tala West is perceived externally. So I got together with Tala Arts and the artist Mary Burke. 10 families were selected. They all had their homes photographed. Mary then, the other Mary, painted 10 portraits of those homes, and I interviewed the 10 families. And in a way, what we were trying to do is to explore the meaning of home to people in West Tala outside of the kind of discourse of deficit, which is so common when we talk about disadvantaged areas. So just some of the key findings from that. I mean, what we did was produce a beautiful book, a beautiful art exhibition, which I'm happy to say was shown here in Maynooth in 2015. But one of the nice things about it was there's an opportunity to use a visual language to capture identification with place. So because Mary Burke came at it as an artist, she picked up on completely different things in people's homes than they even were aware of, but she gave them back the gift of an interpretation, a visualization of their home, which was incredibly affirmative. And likewise, when I interviewed the families, they talked with, you know, tremendous love about the home that they lived in. They talked about it as a space of self-expression, a place where they could play out identity, a place where family could be welcomed and embraced. So it was incredibly positive, the way in which they identified both with the home, and particularly when they felt that outside of them was not, you know, indefensible space, that home actually was a true refuge for them. But they were also very conscious of external environments, such as the Dublin Mountains, as being a wonderful backdrop and something that made living in West Tala a decent place to live. So they're able to demonstrate the emotional value of their home. It really presented a completely different vision of Tala West, because here's a set of really beautifully crafted aesthetic paintings that actually went on tour, and which, you know, is very different to reading about, you know, a killing or a murder in the Tala Echo as the only sort of representation of your place that is ever going to get into the public domain. So it's very much, I think, what we produced was a transgressive and a challenging image of Tala, and it also challenged public-private distinctions, because we were able to really excavate and elicit narratives about home and bring them into the public domain. Okay, so Townscape, a few years later, what we're doing is kind of a similar project, but this time in Stradbally, County Leash, home of Electric Picnic. It's slightly different to Tala West, I have to say. We've picked 12 homes and 12 families. The homes are very different from the big house to the parochial house, from typical kind of suburban development to social housing. And each householder, again, has been interviewed about their understandings of home, of place, of community, and the wider locality. So essentially, we're going to try and reproduce the same thing, an art exhibition that will tour, and an accompanying book that will tell us something about how people who live in a midland town connect both to the place where they live and also to the external locality. Thank you very much. Okay, again, I just want to reiterate my thanks and those of Sinead McGilloway, my wonderful colleague in psychology. We put a lot of effort into this, and I have to say, some of my colleagues met me earlier. I wasn't in the greatest of moods, to put it mildly. It was one of those moments, like, why do we stick our heads above the parapet? But actually, I feel totally re-energised about my craft and what I do, and I also feel quite warmly towards the institution of which we're all a part. So I want to thank you all so much for the wonderful posters and for the wonderful presentations, and there will be one for everyone in the audience because we are going to podcast all of these talks. And I was just thinking as I heard people speak, this is a brilliant resource. It will be a great way for any of us to promote both research within our own departments, but also across the university. So thanks again. The event goes on till 5 o'clock because of our incredible timekeeping. We're finished at 4:30, but there is coffee and tea available if anyone needs some refreshment. Thank you.